Okay. Okay, we had just talked about the Gemara that said, Olos Nazir, Olos Metzor, Chatas Nazir, Chatas Metzor is Olos Nehu. And we said there was a Girsa, which is what's printed in our Gemara, right? Of Olos Bahadayu Nehu. But that really only works best according to Rashi, showing his Chiddush, that there's all a Gzeira Darais of Sheva Yomru. And even then it's a Chiddush. So we stuck with the Girsa of Olos Nehu. Rashi does mention, which we didn't mention last time, a funny shot that Olos Nehu is because they have Nesachin with them, but that seems impossible because that's only true of a Chatzas Metzor, not a Chatzas Nazir, so it's unclear who actually said that pshat. We'll stick to the normal pshat, Olos Nehu, because they're not for a sin like Dam and Chelev and Avodas Gochavim, but they're just part of a ritual. And here, here we have a very, very fundamental hakira, which is why the Nazir and the Metzora, why the Nazir and the Metzora bring a Chatas. So Rashi says here, Olos Ninhu, Loshen Acher Olos Ninhu, Ve'ein Ban Alkeit Elo Lahachshir, Ve'loch Hashivi Kocho Kechatas. Right, they're only lahachshir and not for a chait, meaning they're not to atone for anything. They are merely lahachshir. What are they lahachshir? The nazir is lahachshir him to start drinking wine and cutting his hair and being tamei lemeisim again. And the metzora is lahachshir him to now, you know, not have the restrictions of a metzora and be tahor and be able to do all the regular things that a regular person does. This is. This is a little controversial. The Merome Sadeh already takes Rashi on in the parallel sugya in Zvachim, that it's in. The Merome Sadeh says, lav dafk, that it means, not mechaper, says in Tziv, shalok pirish Rashi ba lahakshir, lechatos lekapara asi. No, it really is lekapara. He brings a Mefurish Gemara later on in Maseches Menachos, which at least when talking about the Mitzvah says there's a difference between his asham and his chatos. His asham is ba le hachshir, to change his status, and his chatas is ba lechaper, right? So it's very mefurish that the chatas of metzora comes lechaper, and therefore he says, what does it mean olos ninhu? And he has a very sharp insight. He says olos are also mechaper, right? We discussed last summer olos mechaper on a mitzvah asay. Ola is also mechaper. What's the difference, or the way he puts it? Ola is also mechaper. So it doesn't mean it's not coming mechaper. It just means like an ola. In what way is like an ola? He says, unlike a chatos, which is mechayiv and chayiv krisos, an ola is mechaper on chayiv asay. And he says, likewise, ain't a mechaper on chayiv krisos. Ola is mechaper on chayiv asay. It's mechaper on chayiv asay. Okay, it's not clear exactly what asay we're talking about. That this mitzvah violated. We know, they tell us Taras can come for seven different sins, some of which, you know, I don't know if any of them are explicit assays, but the point is a lower level iser. Some of them are just bad midos, a lower level iser. You know, if you wanted to say this perhaps in a slightly different words from the Nitziv, the fundamental difference in Kaparas Chatas and Kaparas Ola is very clear. Kaparas Chatas, you bring the korban to be mechaper for a specific sin, right? There's even a discussion in the Rishonim, which we won't get into now. What if you ate chilev on Tuesday and Wednesday, and you're mafresh chatas for the chilev you ate on Tuesday, and then when you bring it, you do l'shem the chilev you ate on Wednesday? What's the halacha in that case? But clearly, without answering the question yet, the chatas is brought for a specific aveira. Ola is very different, right? An ola is mechaper on many mitzvahs asay, and however many mitzvahs asay you have, an ola is mechaper. You don't bring an ola for a specific avir. It's not like one avir is mechayiv an ola. You bring an ola in general for the gavra, right? It's mechaper for you as a whole person, including any avirs you did that are relatively light that don't need something else to be mechaper, such as a mitzvahs asay. So it could be that really what's going on in the mitziv here is that he's saying it's It is mechaper. It's just mechaper like an ola. It's very medoyek. Ola stinu. Didn't say shlomim. It's mechaper like an ola, not like a chatas, because a chatas brought lechaper for a specific, on behalf of a specific chait. Obviously, the chatas nazar and chatas mitzvah is not brought lechaper on a specific chait. It's not like you did a particular chait you have to be mechaper for. You just have a certain status. In the gavra has a certain status, a status of nazar, a status of mitzvah that requires you to bring a chatas. So it's brought lechaper, but not brought lechaper for a chait, brought lechaper for the gavra as a whole person. So in that case, it is like an ola. So there, here we have the two possibilities. Chatas, let's start with chatas mitzvah, for example. Here we have Rashi, says lahachshir, and the implication is not lechaper. Lahachshir means to change the status. Right? It's a change of status, either from a nazir to a non-nazir, from a tzorah to a non-mitzorah. Right? And the, and then it says, lechaper kemo ola, lechaper like an ola, either, the way his words, is just a matter of quantity, a lower level iser, not such a chumr iser, but a light iser, or, if you wanted to say, just in slightly different words, not lechaper on a specific sin, but lechaper on the person. Lechaper on the person, you don't have to mind the specific sin, just lechaper on the person, because the person has things wrong with them. The nitziv brings a raya. Let's stick with Ashem Mitzora for now. The nitziv brings a raya from Menachos, Daf Tzadi, Aleph, Amin, Beis, where we say, Ashem Lahachshir, Vechatos Lechaper. Right, it's explaining why we need two different drushos to require nesachim. Right, it's actually a very rare thing. Generally, only an ola and a shlomim requires nesachim. By nesachim, generally in shas when they say nesachim, which means a wine libation, they mean the mincha that goes with the zevach and the nesachim that goes with the zevach. Remember, in Parsha Shlach. It says when you bring an ola or a shlomim, you have to bring a mincha with it and a yayin lanesach with it. And like we always read about in the Rosh Chodesh, etc., in the parsha of the Tamid, right? You have to bring mincha samid iskehem, etc. So those are when it says nesachim often, it means mincha and nesachim that go with it. That parsha in Shlach. So normally it's only an ola and a shlomim. It's not a chatas and an ashem. The mitzvah is the chatas and ashem mitzvah, the exception, and they said, why do you need two different drushas to be mechayev chatas of mitzvah and ashem mitzvah? The answer is because chatas and ashem mitzvah are different things. Because ashem is lahachshir, to change status, and chatas is lechaper. So that's pretty explicit, lechatas is lechaper. Oh, what does our Gemara mean, olos ninhu? You know, again, sticking with the mainstream gears of olos. The answer is, it's mechaper like an ola, that's also mechaper, but it's not, they're very different. If you had to pick kapar of a normal chatas, kapar of an ola, this is more similar to kapar of an ola. So what is Rashi thinking? So we'd point out that even though the Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis is mefurish, that it is lechaper, the Gemara in two other places in Shas, in Krisos Daf Tesvav and in Shvuos Daf Ches, both Amud Aleph, which are somewhat parallel sugyas, say that they're both about the kapara of Yom Kippur. Okay, two slightly different angles. Whether Yom Kippur is mechaper on certain things to exempt you from karbanos, and they wonder if Yom Kippur is mechaper on the mitzvah so that the mitzvah would not need to bring his chatas, and the mitzvah, suffering mitzvah, okay, they're both about different angles of Yom Kippur being mechaper on a mitzvah, and it says in both those sugyas and Sota Tesvav Amud Aleph as well that even though Negayim come for seven sins, even though Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, who said that sounds reasonable. What? Yeah, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said Negayim comes as a punishment for various sins. Each of which their own level of chumrah. So maybe the chatas comes to atone for the sins. But nonetheless, here, v'ha'amar shom ha'chwani over yochan al zayin devarim negayim bayin. No, mitzorah ki maisi lav v'kapar maisi el shabuya b'achilos kadshim hu. Yet, the mitzorah, when he brings his karban, is not bringing the carbon to mechaper. The Gemara says that his saras was already mechaper, yisurin mechaper, and he had big yisurin. Saras is pretty big yisurin, right? He's bringing the carbon l'shtaru yibekadshim. Okay, someplace of yirsa l'shtaru yibekahal or l'shuri yibekadshim. So, what does it say in three places in Shas? In Sota, Tesva of Aleph, Krisos, Chafa of Aleph, and Shavuos. Chesam and Aleph says that Minige Hu De'ichaperle, he got kapara from his Nega, because Yisur Nar Mechaperin, Bechatas, right?
I think it says the word, the carbon rather,
which definitely includes the chat, is there a carbon, ba lehatiro bekadshim, right? To make him not a mechusar kiporim anymore, to make him tahor legamri, he can go to the mitzvah and he's kachim. So that's obviously the source of Rashi, that it is l'hachshir. Okay, how do you deal with the stira between these two sodias? We have three gemaras which are very, very mefurish on Rashi's side, and one gemara which is very mefurish on the Nitziv side here. So, you look around in the Achronim, there are three basic drachim to resolve the stira. One option is just go with Rashi. One option is just go with Rashi, is you say it's definitely lehachshir. It's definitely, let's say, lehatiro b'kadshim velo lechaper al chait. And what do you do with this? So, yep.
Doesn't it say that it is lechaper? So, you could say, after all, there's a perek in Maseches Krisos. The second perek is called Arba Mechusri Kapara. There are four people who are Mechusri Kapara, who are missing Kapara. Who are those? Hazav, Zava, Yoledes, Vamitzora. Okay. Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Vamitzora. The Zav, Zava, and Yoledes didn't necessarily sin. Okay, look at the Mefarshim Chumash. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but they didn't necessarily sin. We don't necessarily know anything they did wrong. Why did they bring a chatas? They bring a chatas. What does kapara mean there? Mechusrei kapara. It means they need kapara, meaning they need tara. Right? They need to be purified of their tuma. So you could say that when it says the chatas lechaper, what it means is the chatas is to remove tuma. And the chaper can mean to remove tuma, not necessarily to atone for a sin. Okay, it's a little bit of a stretch, because usually the chaper means to atone for a sin. But since we do find that the Torah talks about vichi peralav, and we're not sure they sinned, and the Gemara calls mechusrei kapara, the oledes mechusrei kapara, and we're not sure that she sinned. Okay, there's one day where Shimon that suggests maybe she should have sinned, but simple pshat, she didn't sin. She just has tuma. So you could say that, and lechaper in Menachos, Perusho, Litaher, Mituma. Correct, although there it's also sins. Okay, so that's what I saw in one Sefer of the Torah. So, no, it's okay, we're not going to name all the Achronim here. You could say, and then what does the word Menachos mean that Osham is Lahachshir and Chatas Lachaper means Chatas is to purify from Tuma, which is called the chaper. Well, the asham is not to purify from tuma. The asham is to remove the other non-tumadic restrictions of a metzora, such as sitting mechutz l'machne, etc., and the other restrictions he has. So it could be asham. All it means is asham is to remove the other non-tuma restrictions. There are many restrictions of he's chayv in kriya, and he's chayv in atif sarosh, and many other things. So maybe you could say the Asham is to remove the other Yisurim, the Chatas is to remove the Tumah. Asham to remove Yisurim, Chatas to remove Tumah. It's a stretch, but maybe you could say then defend Rashi. The other options you could say, then it's Zib could easily say, that really it is L'chaper. Really it's L'chaper. What did these three Gemaras mean when they say that it is not L'chaper on Chait? So here you have to go back. All right, the Chasam Sofer, and I put in Brecht, and a few other acronym suggest, and I think this would work well with the Nitziv. After all, the Gemara says, and we learned this last year, Ola Dorum Hu. Ola is merely a present. Why? The Gemara says because Ola is Machaper on a Nitzah Se. Could anyone remember the Gemara at the end of Yoma? Sometimes it's in your Yom Kippur Machzor, like after Maariv, with all those things, after Mishnayos, all the things you can learn when you have a long Yom Kippur night. There are different levels of kapara. If someone violated an asay and did tshuva, then what happens? Anyone remember the different madrigas of kapara? Someone violated an asay and did tshuva? The immediate kapara. Other things need yisura, need Yom Kippur, need Yom Hamitzah. But, yeah, so the Gemara says, hold on. If a guy brings an asay, if a guy violates an asay, right, and brings an ola, if he didn't do tshuva, of course he didn't get any kapara. If he did tshuva, he got kapara without the ola. So what's the pshat? I said, it must be ola is just a present. So what does that mean? Ola is just a present, it's not mechaper. What about ola shas when it says mechaper? So the answer is that, no, ola is mechaper, but it's not like the main kapara. The main kapara is tshuva. It's just finishing the kapara. The Chasam Sofer says it's a gemar kapara. It's a gemar kapara. It's not the ikar kapara, it is a gemar kapara. So it is coming lechaper al chait, but it's not the ikar kapara. The ikar engine of the kapara might be tshuva for an ola. And but the ola comes and finishes the kapara.
I mean, this is the Baal HaTanya in the Torah Kehilat, that the ola like makes up for the fact that he didn't do the asay. Like those asays should have brought close to Hashem. Even though he was mechaper on missing an opportunity, he still has to make up that opportunity. That's what ola does.
Okay. But I don't want to get so specific because then I'm going to lose the parallel. The Lav Dafka, everyone understood it the exact same way as the Tanya. But to not be so specific, you already have kapara through tshuva, because tshuva is enough to be mechaper for an asay, but you complete the kapara by bringing ola. You could say that to the Chasam Sofer, says, it says, I don't think it's such a hard stira. You could say the same thing here. What did it mean here? It didn't mean here there's nothing to be mechaper for. What it said in Sota, Krisos, and Shuas is that you already got kapara from your negayim, right, from the yisurin of having tsaras. Okay, that is the main thing that gives you kapara, the main thing that gives you kapara for these terrible things, the sins that are, I don't know if they're, it doesn't have to be technically bad enough. You know, it could be, you know, it could be stinginess or other things. But things that are bad enough be de shemayim, that Hashem would bring tzaras on you. So really, the terrible yisurin of tzaras is mechaper. That's the ikar kapara. But to complete the kapara, you also need to bring a karban. And just like ola, shuvah is mechaper, and you complete it with an ola, over here, the negarim is mechaper, the yisurin is mechaper, and you complete it with a chatos. That's what Chasam Sofer explains. So you could say, what does it mean? What does it mean over here? The ikar, you could just say, the ikar kapara is b'koach yisurin mechaperin. I mean, the Gemara doesn't use the word yisurin mechaperin. That's obviously the idea. But ugmar hakapara al yedei hachatas. And that's the Gemara means of menachos. The chatas comes from the gemar kapara. It's for kapara, but it's for the gemar kapara. Well, the ashram is not coming for kapara at all. The ashram is merely coming to change your status.
So Sofer himself brings the gemar pola darmu. He makes that sushtel.
I definitely saw it. I didn't make. I'm not smart enough to think of that sushtel. I saw that sushtel in the Achronim. I think it was in the Chasam Sofer himself. If not, then you'll tell me, and it was in one of the other Achronim. Okay, so this is, you can get both Gemaras to work for Rashi and say it's really not Kapara at all. The word Kapara Menachos is not Dafka, just it's a different usage of Kapara. Or you could say, no, it really is Kapara. It's just, and what's the main point of those three Gemaras? I'll just take the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus wants the Darshan. I just turned the page in Krisus. That it's not included in the Kapara of Yom Kippur, for example. I can go through all three of them because we darshan.
It's not coming for a chait. It's coming for a tumah. What does this mean?
That means it's not coming because of a chait, because your chait was really already miskaper. It's not coming because of a chet, it's like an ola. It's coming because of your situation. But it also serves as kapara on the, it also serves kapara in the chet, even though it's not coming for the chet, because the chet was be'ikr, you already got your main kapara, but it's only coming because of your situation, because of the xeris akasa, because you're a mitzora. But nonetheless, it does have an effective kapara, it has an effective gemar kapara, not the main kapara. Okay, the other option, of course, is the simplest option, right? Everyone's saying, why do you need to be so fancy? The simplest option is just to say, it's a machlokas asugios, right? That sota, krisos, and shvuos holds like Rashi, and the nachos holds like the nitziv, and it is a machlokas asugios. Of course, I'm not going to get into it. You know, you want to make machlokas asugios, you can always find in the, you open up all the Achronim, and you can find 20 different explanations as to, well, it's not just machlokas asugios, maybe it's this machlokas tanoim and some indirect connection, or that machlokas tamarim, etc. But it's not really important to try to be mefaltel and tola in on some other machlokas. It's a machlokas asugios, you know, whoever's on, whatever names from 2,000 years ago are behind one sugya or the other sugya, not necessarily crucial. Okay, so it could be a machlokas asugyas. This machlokas Rashi and the Nitziv could be a machlokas amarim, could be a machlokas asugyas, or you can get both sugyas to work with either one. The so here we have two very, very different perspectives on the chatas of the mitzora. When it comes to the chatas nazir, it's just interesting to note that you would think that it would be the exact same. Well, you couldn't say the exact same chatira, because of course you don't have this whole issue of minigehu li chaperli, right? Unless you say, you know, his abstinence was mechaper for him, and also like it's not that there's no chash that he became a nazir because he sinned; he became a nazir of his own free will. So the question is, what is the sin involved in nazir? And here, even though it's funny, the Ramban is very convinced. We're perhaps familiar with Ramban on Torah. He's very convinced that it's ideal to be a Nazir. And therefore, he thinks the sin is, when did the Nazir bring a Chatos? Well, at the end of it, there are two cases of Nazir bringing Chatos. One is what's called the Nazir Tameh, which is if the Nazir is Nitma Lameis, he has to bring an Ola, a Chatos, and an Asham, and then start all over again. Okay, there, I guess you could find some sort of sin in that he became tummy and ruined his Naziris, even though, you know, might not have been on purpose. But let's talk about the normal case, the normal Nazir Tahar. Nazir Tahar brings an Ola, Chatas, and a Shlomim, and then he finishes his Naziris. So even though the Ramban al Torah is very convinced that it's good to be a Nazir, ideally one should always be a Nazir, and his sin is stopping to be a Nazir and going back to civilian life. I don't have a priori hashkafic problems with the Ramban. It's just interesting that the Ramban is not really found in Shas. In Shas, when they want to say the Nazir sinned, either they say the Nazir didn't sin, or either the Nazir didn't sin, right? By the Mitzora, it's not clear that there's an opinion the Mitzora didn't sin. They keep saying, Rav Shulman HaPani and Rav Yochanan says the Mitzoras comes the punishment for seven sins. They don't explicitly say there's someone who holds the Mitzvah didn't sin. And it's not clear to me if there is a sheet that holds the Mitzvah didn't sin. After all, why would Hashem bring Tzaras on someone if he didn't sin? Especially if we assume, like many Mepharshim, that Tzaras is supernatural. Then Tainach, if you ask why do bad things happen to good people, you know, why does someone get sick if they... Okay, you know, that's a very complicated philosophical sugya. But Lachor, supernaturally bad things shouldn't happen to good people. That should only happen as an onish for a sin. So it could be that everyone agrees the Mitzvah sinned. But by the Nazir, the Gemara brings a machlokas, chacham and Rabbi Lazar, hakaper, if he sinned. And the only opinion the Nazir did sin is Rabbi Lazar, hakaper, says, what was his sin? Lehefach, the Ramban, right? And the Ramban really builds his whole shita of the golden mean on this. Al shetzir atzvum min hayayin, right? Because he practiced abstinence. When you practice abstinence, that's a sin, because you're supposed to enjoy life, obviously, you know, within a proper perspective. But one is supposed to enjoy the bounty that Hashem gave you, and apparently it's some sort of sin to practice abstinence. Okay, it's not quite that simple.
it's not quite that simple, obviously. We're not going to get into all the mafarshim of philosophers as to, well, as to when it's good to practice abstinence and when it's bad to practice abstinence, depending on the circumstances. Not our Indian now. But when the Gemara wants to know what the nazir sin, they bring Relozer Kapar, who said that the nazir sin is al shetzir atzmo minayayin.
How does that Ramban feel? Ramban in Kedoshim.
The Ramban, I thought, fits. Yeah. Though the Ramban fits very nicely with the Ramban in Kedoshim. Kaddish has more mukalach, so it's good to be a nazir.
I understand.
Why is mukalach? Ekats are mukalach. No, Kaddish has more mukalach. It means even to be okay. To be it means even to be porish from that which is mukalach. Now, of course, the Ramban Kedoshim doesn't say to be porish from everything that's mutalach, only from, you know, things that perhaps there's something inappropriate about. But the Ramban could easily say, being porish from wine, I mean, you're right, the Ramban isn't necessarily saying in Kedoshim that...
Isn't that the fundamental focusing rationale of Ramban? Being porish versus being a kaddish?
Yes, but sticking to the Ramban, but it could be that Dafka staying away from wine is being a kaddish, because we know... Where did you go to college?
Turo.
Okay. I went to Princeton. And we know that when people drink too much alcohol, that it's something which the Ramban would want us to stay a few steps away from. Okay, someday you'll understand.
Watch
TV. You'll
understand. Go to Dartmouth, you'll understand even better.
Yes, okay. So let's stick to Relozer Kapar. So what does the Gemara say? What about this Chatas, this... Oh, did I say Asham? I'm not talking about the Asham here. Sorry. I meant the Chatas, of course. We're not talking about Asham and Arsugya. And neither is that. What about we're talking about the Chatas of the Nazir? Here, it gets a little trickier. According to the Chachamim, meaning who don't hold like Rabbi Elazar Kapar, the Pashup shot is that there's no sin to be Mechapar on. What sin did he do, according to the Chachamim? Unless you say, you stick in the Ramban. Say, even according to the Chachamim, but in the Gemara it sounds like he didn't sin according to the Rabbanan. So in the Chatas Nazir, it's going to be a little harder. I don't know. The Merom Sadeh thinks that both of them are maybe it's possible like a Reloz or a Kapar. Unclear. the Chatas Nazir, if here we have what are our two sides here? Lefi the Rabbanan, l'chora eino bal l'chaper al chait, because he didn't do a chait. How about lefi? Rabbi Elazar Kapar. I mean, you could stick in a chait, but it didn't sound that way. I'll read you for one second in a moment. How about according to Rabbi Elazar Kapar? So says the Gemara in Sota, that Tesva of Amar Aleph. Sorry. Says the Gemara in Sota that is Gufa the Machlokes Tanam, when they're darshing whether this is considered something that comes for a chait or that does not. They say the Chatas and the Tzor definitely doesn't come for a chait because he already got kapara from his nega. But only after Chatas Nazir should need, they're discussing whether she needs a sachim, whether it's coming for a chait or not. And they say, sort of like a Relozer Kapar, who says a Nazir is a Chote. Okay, he holds like a Relozer Kapar, and according to Relozer Kapar, unlike a Chatas Mitzorah, it's coming for a sin. It sounds like going through a bond, and it's not coming for a sin. So here we have the, it's Bal Lechaper, Au, Chet, Shetzir Atzmo, Min, Hayayin. This is the opinion of the Gemara in Sota, Tesvav Amud Aleph. Again, they're asking, according to Rav Shimon, who says that, let's just review the set, Rav Shimon has the Svara that a Chatas would have Nesachim, but we don't want it to be fancy, because it's for a chait, so the Torah says just to bring it plain. So they say, so why do we bring Nesachim with a Chatas of a Mitzorah? Because it's not for a sin.
why do we bring Nesach, why don't we bring Nesach with the Katas of another? Because that is for a Chet, for a Lazar Kapar.
So therefore, the Gemara in Sota seems to say that it is a Chet. The Gemara in Menachos Sadi Aleph Amud Beis says the Chatas and Asham, not of a Metzorah, are the same. Chatas and Asham, not of a Metzorah, are similar to each other. Right? Tarvayuki Adadinitu. What's it talking about? Tosa seems to think it's only a Chatas and Asham of sins. They're both Lechaper. Chatas for Dam and Chalev, and Asham for Gzelos and Me'ilos. Nothing to do with us. But Rashi says it's only a Chatas and Asham of Nazir, and they're both the same. Why are they both the same? Because they're both Lehachshir and not Lechaper. Rashi says, okay, maybe that doesn't prove anything because it is not Rav Lozar Kapar. But Rashi there says that it is Lahachshir. There's also a Ran. The Ran says in Adarim, Daladam, and Vase, and one Ha'ara Morty? It's on the Bar Ilan, the Ran in Adarim. just for the future. The Gemara there says something interesting about the Nazir, and it says, Chatas Nazir l'may Asya. Chatas Chelev Asya l'kapara. Chatas Chelev comes for kapara. Chatas Nazir, why does it come? What do you mean, why does it come? I mean, what kapara does it come for? It doesn't come for kapara. And what does the Ran say here? It doesn't come for kapara, says the Ran. Vafilul mandor nozer chotehu, eino chote gomer v'ikar karban lo asi l'kapara. Okay, it's not a chote gomer. The karban's not really coming for kapara. Similar to what Tosa says on our daf from the Rasul Hashem Chatas, who said that ein ze al chet. It's not really coming for a chet because this is not. I mean, this is a medrash rilah or kapara. Maybe it's not really al chet because there's not. It's not really a chet. It's, after all, what do you mean you didn't drink wine? What if someone just doesn't drink wine because they're on a diet? Is that a sin? No, it's only part of the zero. It's just a nice drusha where Lazar Kapar says that you should drink wine. So you could say, even according to Lazar Kapar, no, it's a drasha. It's a nice drasha, but the carbon is really lehachshir, the low lechaper, and that seems to be the shita of the Ran in Nedarim Daf Dalet Bid. Daf Dalet. The Ran's actually printed Daf Dalet on Aleph. The Ran in Nedarim says even according to the lechaper, that doesn't mean it's really for a sin. That's just a nice drasha that he has. And here we see a stira between two very parallel sugyas. The Gemara in Krisos, when it finishes up discussing Asham Metzora, when it comes to Asham Nazir, says, Chatas, I'm talking about Chatas a little bit, El Miata Safik Nazir, Sha'avar Lov Yom Kippur, L'maisi Karbon, Da Kippur, Yom Kippur, and the Chetchen Makar, L'Makamu, Amar Oshia, L'kol Chatos, V'lo L'chol Toma, V'lo Chatos, V'lo L'chol Toma, V'lo Rabbele. No, that's not coming for Chatas, V'lo Rabbele, Kappad, Amar Nazir, Chotu, Ma'it, L'meimar. No, Nazir, Kika, Ma'isi, Karbon, Lab, L'kapur, Ma'isi. Elul Mechalin Aziris Tara, says the Gemara in Shavuos very explicitly. Krisos, the Gemara in Krisos says that when does he bring the carbon? Why does he bring the carbon? Let me just read that again. Lav l'kapara elul Mechalin Aziris Tara. Okay, not for kapara, but here he's talking about Mechalin Aziris Tara. Here he's talking obviously about a Nazir Tame, but it's only for, right? Lav lekapara ella. There's actually two girsos here. Either l'shteru bechulis kachim, which is hard because the nazir is not usher in chulis kachim, but it's not lekapara. I see. However, in the parallel sugya, and with this we'll end in Shavuos Daf Chesem and Aleph, which is almost the same sugya. They're both analyzing whether it's covered by the kapara of Yom Kippur. Just in Shavuos, it says ula Rabbi Elazar a kapar. You want to talk about whether Suffolk Nazar, what is Vadir, the Rabbi Lazar, a Kapar, De Amar Nazar Nami Chotu, Maikal Meimar, Pernu Rabbi Lazar, a Kapar, it's a Chotu, what can you say? Isn't this for sin? The answer is yeah, he holds like a different Shita, you're right. So here it seems to assume that
the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chesed Beis that at least according to Rav Kapar, it is coming to Kapar for a sin, and therefore it would be included in the Chol Chatosam. So here it seems here very explicitly. It's hard to say you're going to yashiv all the sugyas here. Seems here there really is a machlokes sugyas here about Rav Lazar's Kapar's shita when it comes to nazir. About Rav Lazar Kapar's shita when it comes to nazir. It seems there really is a machlokes sugyas that the Gemara increases us when it's trying to darshan. What's included in Kol Chatosam says, no, Nazir is not included in Chatos, because that's not for a sin. And the Ran says, yeah, it's a nice drasha, but that's not really what it's for. As opposed to the parallel Gemara in Shavuos, which says, Kruncher Velazim Kapar Takrit is for a sin. And then they figure, if it's for sin, why is Yom Kippur Mechaper? And they say, yes, they have a totally different drasha. We're not getting to the drushas there. So here, it really seems hard to get out of the fact that there is a machlokes sugyas here about... about Nazir. And it could make sense that there is a machlok, it would make more sense it'd be machlok to sugyas about Nazir, at least according to some shit, because the sin is very subtle. Shetziras Melayayim is not the kind of sin we normally think of, and therefore, even according to Rav Kapar, we're reluctant to admit that it is for sin. So the Maisa, we then have, and then maybe Rashi would be achriya, like, even like the Chachamim, that it's not for Kapar for anything. Or like Rav Lazar Kapar, according to the Gemara in Krisus. And the Nitziv, the Chora, would be Achriya, like the Gemara in Sota and Shavuos, unless he's really gonna pull a Ramban and say, really, forget everything it says in the Gemara, it's L'Chapar for stopping to be a Nazir, because that's a terrible sin. But again, that's very hard in the Gemara. So, bottom line, we have two perspectives. Give me a second on Chatas Nazir and Chatas Betzora. It could be that they're really L'Chapar for sin, not L'Chapar for sin like a regular Chatas, but on the level of an Ola. And what sin? The sin that brought Tzarat about in Tzarat, and the sin which Tziras when a Yayin by the Nazir. Or it could be, that it's not l'chapar at all. By tzaras you sinned, but you already got your kapara from your yisurin. And by nazar, either you didn't do anything wrong at all, like the rabbanan, or you did something wrong, but that's a subtle philosophical drusha of what you did wrong. It's not an actual sin that you did wrong. That's just a nice drusha of a real nazar kapara. He doesn't actually mean it. He doesn't actually mean it literally. And that would seem to be the machlokas between Rashi and... So, if we just leave it, Chatas Asham, Mitzora, Lachatas Nazir, so according to Rashi, you would say Lahakshir, then it's Siv here, says Lachapir. You could certainly be Mechalik between them, as we've seen. Let's just point out the Pshat of the Gemara in Shavuos. Of the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chesed Aleph is that Chatas Mitzora is Lahachshir and Chatas Nazir is Lachaper, right? And then what would the Svara be? Because the Mitzora already had Yisurin and the Nazir did not have Yisurin, right? Because of Yisurin and no Yisurin, and the Pshat of the Gemara, Menachos, Tzadi Aleph, Amud Beis. I don't mean Rashi specific sheet, but Lederach Rashi Sham, Negatoso Sham. What I mean by that is that it's contrasting not the Karbonos of Mitzora to the Karbonos of sinners, regular sinners, but the Karbonos of Mitzora to the Karbonos of Nazir, is that the Chatas Mitzora is l'chaper, but the chatas nazir is l'hachshir, and then the story would be, for that would also be very obvious, would be that this is a real sin. Hashem wouldn't give someone tzaras without a real sin, but this is the chatas nazir is, there's no sin, either Rabbanan say there's no sin, or maybe, like the Ran says here, even
Rabbi Lazar HaKapper doesn't really think it's a sin. He just thinks it's a like a nice drasha that he should point out that there's something not ideal here. Yoni. Okay. Yes.
There's an agreement of the Rabbi Shimon HaTzadi that the Olam Lo Achalti Me'asham Shel Nelasir. He wasn't worried about eating from the Chatan.
That is fascinating. He never ate. Okay. So some people, that's because some of the Mepharshim say there, maybe it's even Rashi there, say that because an Asham is only brought by a Nazar because Nitma. And his Chash was really a technical Chash. What was the Chash? If the Nazar is Nitma, maybe he really regrets taking his Naziras because he never intended to get so stuck. Did such a broch, and therefore it could be a chash that it's not really naziras, and it could be a chash of chulin bazar. So you could take it that way. Otherwise, we'll have to leave the concern here for now. Okay, let's go on a little in the Gemara. So this is a very important machlokas about the nature of the chatas of the mitzorah and the chatas of the nazir. In the Gemara we read last time, we also saw this machlokas ben when you get a chance between Rav Acha b'Rei D'Ravika, Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rav, I mean. Who's the Chora saying the version of his father versus the standard version of his father, about what if you do chatas dan l'shem chatas chilef. So we discussed this last year, we will just briefly chazer. What is the din of chatas dan l'shem chatas chilef? After all, that does not seem to be a serious shinu kodesh, because chatas dan and chatas chilef, neither of them are olos, they're both l'chapar and a regular sin. Kind of be two sins, but the exact same type of karban. And therefore, Rav at first says, no problem.
No problem.
And then Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rava says, no, taka, it is a problem. So here we have an interesting machlokes. According to Rava, what did he mean by no problem, right? What did he mean by saying that it is kosher? So let's just go back for a second here and look at the shitas of Rava and Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rava. What happens if you have Chatas dam sheshachta l'shem chatas chilev. Just using as an example, right? Says Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rava, it's possible. That's in Sir Shul Lishma. But Rava says, kosher and what? What question do we then ask ourselves? Kosher v'alsa or kosher v'alsa, right? Important question. So what does Rashi say here? Mati, what does Rashi say here? Right, that's a trick question, right? Says Rashi here. V'lo akabinei shem chatas v'lo also l'baylan. But we have sort of parentheses there, right? Velo also by them. And it says here in the parentheses that the Tzon Kachim says also lo. Okay. So apparently it's saying Tzon Kachim changed Rashi from lo also lo to also lo. Why would the Tzon Kachim of the Chutzpah change Rashi from lo also to also? What's his mucker? The Rashi in Zvachim. The exact same Gemara appears in Zvachim. And there Rashi sows for himself, and there he says, also low. So, what do you do there? So, here we have two possibilities. One possibility is Rashi in Menachos. Rashi in Menachos says, the low also low. It's kosher, but low also low. It's not a shinu kodesh, not a shalol lishma. But it's, because that would possible by chatas, but it's low also low. And what about Rashi in Zvachim? So, you could say Tzistira, but the Birkas HaZerach in Zvachim says, nearly deserve one or low also low. Okay, so this is the Kach Higia Birkas HaZerach for Rashi Zvachim. He got Rashi Zvachim to match Rashi Menachos. However, the Tzon Kachim just did the opposite, right? The Tzon Kachim and his Rebbe, the Birkas HaZevach, were both very convinced that the Rashis have to match. You don't have to say that. You can say it's a Stira and Rashi.
Okay, should there be a steer in Rashi? Usually we think not, but maybe there could be. I don't have a great cheshbon as to why Davka, he wouldn't be so sure himself, but in the Gemara in Zvachim, he yelled differently Gemara Menachos. That seems to be a little hard. But they both assume they have to match. The question is, which do you race to get to the other? And here they just figured out what's more of a stopper to them. And here we have Rashi in Zvachim says, the also low, the kach, idea, some kachim, the Rashi, the nachos, that it is also low. And if you look here, the should be someplace on the side here. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't mean the same thing.
It could be. It could be. It just doesn't really make a difference. Here we are. The Shittim Gubetzes in Os Chaf Beis says, "Delo Akar Minei Shem Chatos Velo Alsa." He also says Velo Alsa. Says the Shittim Gubetzes. So he says Velo Alsa. Right. And it seems there's a Tosos and another I put in the back that seems to also hold this way. So let's just add to this. This sheet of Betzes, Menachos, also holds low, also low. And also low, also low. Okay. The Birkas HaZevach, though, there has one other interesting explanation. The Birkas HaZevach in Zvachin then adds. Venera leads her home low. So the eager seeing the also yish the far is the also l'shem. You're right. Let me switch this because it is confusing us. Because I don't want to confuse us. Now it'll start confusing us if I got it backwards, even though it doesn't make a difference. But so fix it. The he says also low. But when I say also low, what would you think also low means? Also low for what it was supposed to be. The Birkas HaZevach has a third opinion. He says Birkas HaZevach. He doesn't like this here, son. Lefi Dirsas also low says also low stam also low for what it's supposed to be for Chalef he says that also low mishum dam vilo mishum Chalef. Right, he says no, it's also low, but also low for the new thing you thought, not for the original thing, for dam. So we actually have four opinions what happens if you shef the chata scale the shem chata is dam. Rav Acha Bei Rava says puzzle, and that's how we pass in Alocha Lemaisa. We pass like Rav Acha Bei Rava. However, within Rava there are three opinions. Rashi in Menachos says kosher v'lo olsolo, doesn't count. Rashi in Zvachim says kosher v'olsolo, in the symbol shot kosher v'olsolo would be olsolo for what it was supposed to be. I think that's definitely the simple shot. Yes.
We're talking about the Kohen's kavana for the Bialim's chayv. The Bialim thought that he was being
mechaper
for X, and the
Kohen
had
come on. Right, although in Shechita it could also be the Bialim, but it could also be the Kohen. Right, or it could be Zerika of the Kohen. Yes, he can mess, but just like he can mess up anything else, maybe he can mess this up.
But for the Malchus, that he's not messing it up. He's doing a brand new
Chalot. Okay. So that's an interesting question, meaning if you hold like the Birkas HaZevach, that you actually change what it's mechaper on, can the Kohen do that? Maybe the Kohen can only either mess it up or not mess it up. Maybe the Kohen can actually make it something new. Maybe that the Bialim needs to do, or maybe the Kohen's a shliach of the Bialim, because the Bialim could be the one shefting. Valid question. I'm not sure.
Can you believe you didn't need that?
It's an obscure shita.
Can you bring a korban yarm mechleva? Meaning, in a chanami, if you're...
No, let's say he ate dam.
Okay, but if he didn't, what would be the din?
If he didn't eat dam, then that would be a... Then what would the Birkas HaZevach say if he didn't eat dam?
Right.
Would he say also lo for chelev if he didn't eat dam, or would he say then lo also lo?
Nice and general. Can you bring a korban that you're not mechayev to bring?
No, certainly not. So,
I mean, what happens if you do? That I'm saying you can't. And if you do,
it's possible.
So then that's what it would be, lechora.
Lechora, right? It's hard to tell. Meaning, this is somewhat of a shitas yachid. He doesn't tell us too much here, right? He doesn't tell us too much.
Next, our Gemara is extremely specific. Like, it's talking about one case where you're mechayev in both, and you just happen to bring one, and that one happens to dispense of one of the two chattas that you had to bring. It's a little strange.
Fair enough. Mahmoud.
Another case, the Gemara.
What?
As Rashi is saying, also the same Bible, the Gemara just says it's kosher. I mean, the kosher is a carbon, it's not a possible carbon. Why does Shai have to also the same Bible for the second case of both these?
Okay. But he's pointing out that according to Rashi here, it's kosher of also the Bible. And you can have a chattas that you can't bring a chattas for no reason, but if you brought a chatzah for the right reason, you messed it up a little, it could still be kosher, even though it's not also. So maybe here also, the verse as Evach would say, it's kosher also if you didn't eat dam. Okay, so we'll leave that to Tzarek again.
The Mar Gemara in Menachos that takes the below out of Rashi attributes that to the verse as Evach. That's the mistake in my Gemara.
I'm sorry, I have a new Gemara and it attributes it to its own kachim. What does the Birkas HaZevach say? Venerally in Sarach Lomer Lo Alsa. Sarach Lomer Lo Alsa in Zvachin. So, what does the Birkas HaZevach say here? We can look what the Birkas HaZevach says here, but I think it's a little funny. I don't have your Gemara in front of me. What does Rashi say? Let me have to move on. Also, the Ba'ilim Kach Tzarech Lomar. The Ayim Ashkaz of Birkas HaZevach here also says also the Ba'ilim Kach Tzarech Lomar. Then he's so sir what he said there, right? Because over there, I have it right here. Nearly in Tzarech Lomar Lo Alsa.
Right.
So, did he change his mind? Okay. The Birkas HaZevach's not. This is not what I meant. So I guess he did change his mind, right? Over there he says Bimagia there, over here he says Bimagia here. Okay, I can't deal with, not responsible for steers and bricks. Not my responsibility. Okay, Lamaisa, let's just point out this is a very fascinating machlokas here, which is how crucial is, right, L'shem Chet. How crucial is L'shem Chet when it comes to bringing a chattas, says the right, as opposed to L'shem Chattas. L'shem Chattas is for sure ma'aki, right? Chattas L'shem Ola, that's Pasul Lagari. Remember, Chattas and Pesach, if you bring Shem L'shem Ola, it's Pasul Lagari. That's clearly you need L'shem Chattas. Do you need L'shem Osa HaChet? Clearly you need L'shem Chattas. Do you need L'shem Osa HaChet? So, here's the question. Says Rav Acha Breid Rava. Says Rav Acha Breid Rava. He says what is the status of a chatas before Shrita? The status of a chatas before Shrita is a chatas L'shem Chela. And what's the din of Lashma? L'shem Chatas is Ma'akev. And L'shem Chet is Ma'akev. That's Rav Acha Breid Rava. What does Rava say? So here we have three different possibilities. One possibility is that what does Rava say? He says, no, it's a Chatas and it's L'shem Chela. But there's a difference. This is L'shem Chatas is Me'akev, the Karban. That's a din of Shalol L'shma. That's a din of Shalol L'shma. L'shem Chet is not called Shalol L'shma. It's not called Shalol L'shma. Let's say this, let me say this even a little better. L'shem Chatas says the Ravach Rei Rava, it's a Chatas and the Shem Chilam. This is all the Shem Karban. It's a Chatas Chilav. And therefore, if you change it, Shinoi is Posel. Says Rava, according to Rashi Menachos here, according to our printed gears of Rashi Menachos, of Lo Alsa, says Rava, no, Chatas, that is the Shem Karban. It's called a Chatas. The Shem Karban is a Chatas. It's not a Chatas Chilav. The Shem Karban is a Chatas. However, it has a... however, that's a Shem Karban. However, the Shem Chilav, it's not the Shem Karban. It's only called a Chatas. And therefore, Shinoi is Posel. If you do it for an Ola, or a Shlomim, or an Usham, it's Posel. The Shem Chilav, that's not the name of the Karban. It's not a Shinoi in the identity of the Karban. This is just a Kvius of Kapara, and a Shinoi is Ma'akev Kapara. It was Nikba to be Mechaper on a certain sin, and if you have in mind the wrong sin, it's a Kosher Chatas, because you had in mind Chatas. But it's not Mechaper, because you didn't have in mind the proper Kapara.
How would you arrange a Shlamim L'Shem Ola, which has the same name as
So you're absolutely right. One could take this pshat a little differently. What I was saying is this unique din by chatas, right? That it's kosher, because you have the right shein karban, it's just ain't a ma'akev. What Jonathan is suggesting is you could take it a different way. You could say it's just like shar zvachim, meaning it's taka shalolishma, but shalolishma shouldn't passel. It's only a high level of shalolishma that passels.
Is it a quantitative difference? No, I
would not go that far. So let's just look. Or the other option is that no. That the Chatas Chilev is the Shem Karban. And therefore, a Shinoi Kodesh creates Kosher Ve'eino Maratza. That's what Jonathan's suggesting, right? But, this special din of Psul Chatas Shelo Lishma, which is a special additional din, only applies if you took away the Shem Chatas. Now you have to figure out why. Why is that special din of Chatas Shelo Lishma only applies if you were Mishane Shem Chatas Legamre, right? So, okay, we have to sharpen this a little. So here we have two different ways of understanding the Rashi and Menachos. Again, the unedited, unemended Rashi Menachos. I want to say that really it's considered Lishma, right? Because Chatas Shem Chatas. Why isn't it Olsa? Because you can't get Kapara without the right Kavan of Kapara. It's a special rule of Kapara's Chait. Jonathan wants to suggest, no, really this is called Shalom Lishma. And it's just like an Olin Shalom Lishma, Kosher Ve'inim Ratza. All Shalom Lishma is Kosher Ve'inim Ratza. The only Chiddush here is, because it's real shame is Chatas Chelev. And it's really but there's a special gzeres hakasov that chata shalol shma is pasul legamrei. That special gzeres hakasov is not on all chata shalol shma. Is only on chata shalol l'shem chatas, right? It only applies if it's chatas, you know, l'shem a different karban. Okay. The third opinion here is Rashi Zvachim Oslo. Here would be very simple. I think it's very simple. Oslo chatas is the shem karban. And the Shem Chilav is the Kvius of Kapara, and Shinoi in the Shem Karban is Posel. The Kvius Kapara, there's no din of Shinoi at all. No din of Shinoi at all. Right? So, Shinoi of the Shem Karban would passel, Shinoi of the Kvius Kapara would not harm it at all. L'chatchila, I'm sure you, for sure, it's a mefurish in Daf Mem Vav and Zvachin that you need to have the proper kavana of the Shem Chait, but that's not ma'akev at all. There's no din that you have to have kavanas for the right faith, and most fascinatingly, compared to Zemach's other shot, according to the Gears of Al-Solo, and as Ben pointed out to us, here he likes the Gears of Al-Solo, so put together the Gears of Zemach there and here, and maybe he'd say that's what more that's what Rashi Menachos means, even though it's hard to put things together or so, sir. He'd say very simple. Chatos is the Shein Karbon, and there's no Kviyus Kapara before you shaft it. Now, when I separate Chatos, there is no Kviyus of Kapara. I say I'm bringing this Chatos for the Chelev. It's very nice that I said that, but that has no Chalos. It's just a Chatos. It isn't necessarily for Chelev. What determines no Kviyus Kapara until Shkita? Right? What determines the Kviyus Kapara? That's determined at the time I do the Avoda. Right? And therefore, here a Shinoi is Posel. But here, whatever Kapara I intend, the Shas Shmita is the Kapara of this Chatas. So that's the big finish of this, the second sheet of the Beriz Zevach. Unlike everything else, it actually wasn't a Chatas Chelev until now. It was a Chatas. It wasn't a Chatas for Chelev as opposed to Dam. It was just a Chatas. Yeah, it was a Chatas. What does it mean? It was a Chatas that I said, unless I choose my mind, I'm intending Chelev. And therefore, Kala Osel Das Rishona Hu Osel, once I say it's Chelev, it's going to stay Chelev until proven otherwise. But it's not fixed in the carbon that it's Mechaper and Chelev. So if I shecht it intending Dam, then it can change from Mechaper al Dam.
Okay, I mean, Chata didn't, before Rashi, Chata didn't have an institution of Kasher and Maratze, right? Maratze goes with...
No. So here's the tricky part. This is... what that's what the Tzon Kutchim says there. He says, you can't really have kosher in Ratzah by Chatas. The problem is he's wrong, because in Zvach and Daf Mem Vav and Beis, Abaye, I think, says that if Shech Chatas L'Shem Chulin, it's kosher in Ratzah. So, you might recall. So we mentioned once about Chalukos Rishonim, whether we accept that or not, but not so pashut. Okay, so this is the four shitas when it comes to Chatas Chelev Shem Dam, and now I think we're ready to move on to Rav Ashi and the next Gemara. So let's briefly look at Rav Ashi in the Gemara. We didn't do the third resolution of Rav Ashi, we kept quoting him. It says Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, Amar Lo Kasha, Kan Bekometz. I'll read the way the Gemara was originally printed. Minchas Machas Shomar Cheshet. Remember, we have the steer in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says there's no Shalosh Ma'amachos, but he says there is. So Rava says, Kan Shinu Kodesh, Kan Shinu Vayim. And Rava said, Kan Mincha Shom Mincha, Kan Mincha Shom Zevach. He says, no, really there is a Psol Shalosh Ma'amachos. What did Rav Shimon mean by no Psol Shalosh Ma'amachos? He meant, if you don't think about the Mincha, but you think about the Kli. If I say, I'm Komet, this Mincha's Machvas, Lashom Marcheshes, but I didn't say that it should be a minchas marcheshes. I just said that it should be a marcheshes. What does it mean that it should be a marcheshes? It's very nice. So I'm shochet this chatos that it should be an elephant. That doesn't mean, you know, I'm kometz a mincha, that it should really be the square root of two. That has no relevance because I'm not thinking about another. I'm not thinking about another carbon. I'm not even thinking about anything that could be the identity of this flower. A flower can't be a marcheshes. It can be a minchas marcheshes. But it can't be Marchesha. So therefore, my Machshava is Batal Mavotal. Obviously, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say no. When I say Minchas Machvas Lashom Marcheshes, I mean Lashom Minchas Marcheshes, and that's a problem. Rav Shimon says no, we take my words literally, and I only mean Lashem. And I only mean Lashem Marcheshes. And therefore, as the Gemara says, Minchas Machvas Lashom Marcheshes b'monah machashev machshav b'monah lo pasla. I'm not thinking about the carbon. I'm thinking about the kli. I'm not giving the carbon the wrong identity. I'm just thinking about the kli should be the wrong kli. I'm comets this. The shame that it was really baked. The kli was baked in as marcheshes, not a machvas. Who cares? I didn't think anything. I wanted the kli was baked in. I'm not thinking anything about the carbon. So therefore, it doesn't hurt the carbon. Minchas machvas, so minchas marcheshes, minchas pasla machshav kamachashev. Now the Gemara just asked the same thing as Rav Rava. What about Rav Shimon gave his svara? Doesn't Rav Shimon says it's kashik masem uchicha? Next you're thinking about a kli. Okay, so here it's just the exact same shakla as we had above by Rabba, so we don't have to repeat it. Agav, there's a big deal in the girsa here. You see, we have parentheses in our Gemara. Is it kometz machvas l'shomar cheshes or minchas machvas l'shomar cheshes? Right, the Rashi says hachi yersinan machvas l'shomar cheshes, and Tosu says istigarsi kan kometz minchas machvas l'shomar cheshes u'shnehem le'yesh le'yashiv. So just the girsa, Rashi says machvas l'shomar cheshes. The defus, are printed, says minchas machvas l'shom marcheshes. Tosa says they're two girsos, and you can explain both of them. Not exactly so clear what Tosa meant by there are two girsos, but you can explain both of them. Not 100% clear what Tosa meant by that. The Rashba, the Miyuchas the Rashba here, right? Everyone's got a chance to look at a few Rashbas. You see, it's not the Rashba. But the Chidushim Miyuchasim the Rashba here says something interesting. He says that, really, you know, maybe this is what Tosos means. He's not saying this is Shad and Tosos, but maybe you could say this is what Tosos means by Yesh's name, Yesh Yashiv. He says, really, there's no difference. This whole thing is irrelevant. Like, there might be two Gersos, but there's no difference at all between the two Gersos. Because when you actually have a machshava, you don't say harini kometz minchas machvas l'shomar cheshes, and you don't say harini kometz machvas l'shomar cheshes. You just say, what do you say? Harini kometz l'shomar cheshes. You don't have to say, when I shech shlomim l'shem ola, I don't have to think or say shlomim l'shem ola, I just have to think l'shem ola. It is a shlomim, and I think l'shem ola is the problem. I don't have to think shlomim l'shem ola. So says the Chidush HaRashba, says there's no difference in these yourselves, because you're just thinking l'shom marcheshes. Whether you decide to write that as the guy thought machas l'shom marcheshes, the guy thought minchas machas l'shom marcheshes, is irrelevant. He just thought l'shom marcheshes. The difference is, did he think l'shom marcheshes or did he think l'shom minchas marcheshes? He didn't think that first half of the sentence. It's just when we write it, we like have to have a way to make it sound nice. So either we put a machas or we put a minchas machas, but it makes no difference because you don't have to. You don't think that first half of the sentence. He does seem, and maybe that's what Tosfos could mean. What?
I thought that was...
You thought that was convincing, yeah. Right? Because why? Really? Lo l'shma means the guy shechts... Like, I'm shechting chattas l'shem ola? No, he's just shechting l'shem ola. It's a chattas, and he's shechting l'shem ola. So, says the Chidushim Miuchasim L'Rashba, says the Miuchasim L'Rashba, he says there is no machlokas, because you only say l'shom marcheshes. And therefore, there's no actually difference between the gersos. There could still be different gersos, but it's Baruch Shalom Abakach. It's just, you know, you can write it one way, write it the other way. I'm not sure if that's what Tosos meant by Yesh L'Yashiv, Shnei L'Yesh L'Yashiv. Tosos might have meant, no, there's a machlokas, but each side I can justify. It could be that there really is a machlokas. I don't know, Tosos says Shnei L'Yesh L'Yashiv.
This sounds like he doesn't have an answer.
I think Yesh L'Yashiv means you can easily explain. Like, it's so easy, I don't have to tell you. That's what I understood it to mean. You could say this, but the problem is Rashi is Hachi Goris, Machas L'Shom Marcheshes. Why is Rashi so concerned about the Girsa? If there's no difference? You can never tell, but I assume that Yonatan can tell me if he agrees, that every time there were two Gersos, and Rashi had one Gersa, and there's no difference whatsoever between them, Rashi didn't write Hachi Gersinan. He wrote Hachi Gersinan when he thought it was important to differentiate between the two Gersos. I think that's pretty posh. Rashi wasn't doing a critical edition of the Shas, listing all the variations in the Kisvei Yad. Rashi was telling you things that he thought were significant.
When he said Minchas, then you know he's talking about a minchas, even when he said marcheshes.
Right, correct. So I think the Pashtun is a machlokas. Even if the Rashba's right, and I agree with Ben, I think the Rashba is right. You don't have to say any first half of the sentence. But what if you did? Right? You could. I think, what is the machlokas? And I think the machlokas is, Enachanami you can just say l'shomar cheshes. But if you did say minchas machvas l'shomar cheshes, then it's a machlokas. What's the machlokas? Here is an easy machlokas, right? Minchas machvas l'shomar cheshes, right? After all, one manda omar would say minchas machvas l'shomar cheshes. You're only talking about the klum l'shomar cheshes. The other one would say no. Minchas is, how does the Ibn Ezra say this? Who remembers Ibn Ezra better than me? The Ibn Ezra says it's very common in the Chumash that a word is actually going on the next two words, not only itself, right? Right, the v'yitem lecha Elokim mitala shamayim mishmanei ha'aretz. Right, why does the shin in shmanei ha'aretz not have a dagesh? It says because mitala shamayim mishmanei ha'aretz. I forget the phrase. Ibn Ezra loves this phrase, not the only one. He says there could be a prefix which is going on two words, you know, and sometimes you can have a word that's going on that's going on two words. So maybe a guy who says minchas machvas shomar cheshes is really saying minchas machvas shom minchas mar cheshes, because minchas is going on both of them. So maybe that's the machlokas. The machlokas is, right, is minchas only, going on is not proper English.
Referring to.
I guess so.
Modifying.
Referring to machvas, or minchas is also referring to marcheshes, and then Rashi would be saying that no, it's machvas shom marcheshes. If you say minchas machvas, you really mean minchas marcheshes, because a minchas is going on both. And the defus, the printed version, would be saying, no, he would say minchas machvas shomar cheshes, minchas only going on machvas. So the chiddush of Rashi says it's not a machlokas. I'm just not convinced it's not a machlokas. Why did Rashi hook her? See, I think it is a machlokas. What's the machlokas about? I don't think machlokas is about lundus. I think machlokas is about interpreting grammar, or stam interpretation of grammar. Okay, maybe this would. I'm sure if I had better bakias, I could probably find you some other parallel machlokas someplace where they argue whether one word modifies one word or two words, and then you could tie it into that machlokas. So let's pretend I did. Vayter in the Gemara says, the Gemara then asks, Amar le Rav Acha brei Rav Ravashi chareva mishum belo blula amai Amar Shimon. What do you mean? Rav Shimon is not only mekel on machlis shomar cheshes, he's also mekel on chareva lishum belula. And how do we assume he is? Because he's going on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah talks about machlis shomar cheshes or chareva lishum belula, so he's mekel even on chareva lishum belula. So why are you making a chareva l'shem blula? You're not thinking of a kli. I'm a leil shem bi lo v'yalma. Am I a shem? Why should we make a? Ah, because he'd say that you're not thinking about the mincha misa chareva l'shem blula. You're just saying l'shem mixing. Mixing is just an action. It's not a mincha. So you're not thinking about a kli, but you're thinking about an action of mixing, about a pastime, instead of about a mincha. If so, then all l'shem shlomim should be okay, because you're just thinking about peace. No, Hachi Hasha, is that comparable? Hasam Sevach Gufa Ikri Shlomim, so Machri Dam HaShlomim. There, Shlomim is the name of the carbon. I know Shlomim means peace, but it's also the name of the carbon. It says Dam HaShlomim. They call this Pasuk because often the Gemara, the Chumash says Zevach Shlomim, but in this case it's Dam HaShlomim, and we see Shlomim is the name of the carbon. Hazor is Dam HaShlomim. Hacham Mincha Gufa Meikri Belula, but here the Mincha itself is not called Belula. Why not? Chom Mincha Belula Bashemen Ksiv, Belula Bashemen Ikri, Belula Stamalo Ikri. It does call it Belula Bashemen, but it never calls it a Belula. In Chazal's Lashon, they call it a Belula. But that's just a shorthand. You know, they don't really mean that. What they really mean is a Mincha Belula Bashemen, or a Mincha Belula. Here you actually have a very interesting question of the Sfas Emes. What if the guy was Kometz Chareva L'shum Blulav HaShemen? Right? Then would that be puzzle? Or what if the guy was Kometz Mincha Blula L'shem Chareva? After all, it says L'chom Mincha Blulav HaShemen V'Chareva. Chareva is the name of the Mincha. So the Pashm Shadigmor, you might have thought,
Chareva l'shem blula is not a problem, because that's not the name of mincha. But chareva l'shem blula b'shemen is a problem, and blula l'shem chareva is a problem. So Emma says no. You have to understand this line a little differently. It didn't mean just technically blula is not the name of the carbon, blula b'shemen is. What it meant is that since it says blula b'shemen, that shows that it's not a name but a description. Because blue of Hashem is a description mixed with oil. And therefore, this whole pasuk is descriptions and not names. So, chol mincha, blue of Hashem, chareva is not the names of two minchas. It's just description of mincha that has the property of being mixed with oil, that has the property of being dry. And in fact, neither of those are names of minachos. So, that's what Sama says, that unlike what you might have thought, that in the end, not chareva l'shem blue, not chareva l'shem blue of Hashem, and not blue of Hashem l'shem chareva, not blue l'shem chareva, none of those are possible according to Rav Shimon, because those are only descriptions, and that's what the Gemara means. It's called Bluva Shemen, not Blula, meaning it's a description and not a name. Because Bluva Shemen can't be a name, it can only be a description. Okay, it's a nice Kiddush Sras Emes. We don't know whether we pass that way because we don't pass it like Rav Shimon. What? But that's according to the Chachamim, that doesn't prove anything. The Chachamim don't agree to any of these kulas. They say you always mean the carbon, implicitly. Okay. Now the Gemara just ties up the loose ends. Kula karabalo amri da'ad rabba shalom nimin for pasal rachmana. None of them agree with Rabba because they have the other svara. They think if it's obviously false, it should be more pasal. Karabalo amri zos toras lo masrur. They also don't say like Rabba because they don't think that's the right way to darshan zos toras. Karabashilo amri mishum kosh. And what does he say? Ah, you mean he says the shame blula is kosher.
But he says because.
Okay, but that's.
Say there wasn't a problem at all.
Okay, but that's just the same kosher. We always have. They're all against pshat of Rav Shimon. So I don't think you've been mechadish anything. They mishum kosher the ravacha braid to Rava, and they none of them like Ravashi, because ravacha braid to Rava is kasher of chariv l'shem plula. They think those answers are dochah. Milsub shilu the Rava lahaygius the Rava lahaygius. And by the Rav Hoshaya, they each of these amaram thought they were clear what pshat Rishim was. The bari Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya was misopik amar lebami ne Rav Hoshaya and Rav Asi minchol shem zevach mali amar of Shimon. What if you check a minchus from zevach? Remember, according to Rava, that's obviously kosher. According to Rava, that's obviously pasul. But he was masopik. Time to shemish machshava de minkul pasul, machshava de minkrahu. Maybe like Rava, because an obviously false machshava doesn't pasul, and here it's obviously false. A mincha can't be zevach. Of dilma time to shemish the zosras a mincha zevach loksev. Maybe like Rava, zosras a mincha and zosras a mincha zevach doesn't say. Amarle klum higanu. This was the question Rav Hoshaya asked from Rav Asi, Amalei klumuganu, so daitos Rav Shimon. Do we really understand Rav Shimon, meaning we're mesopic, what Rav Shimon's svar is? Why was he mesopic? So all these had kashas on them, they all answered the kashas, but he wasn't sure he accepted all the answers. Since each one of these had a kash on him, even though they were all the kashas were answered, he wasn't sure which was more dochut, which was less dochut, so he didn't know who to pass him like. Okay, moving on in the Gemara. Now we're leaving Rav Shimon land and getting back to Chachamim. Remember, what did the Mishnah say? Any mincha your kol mishol l'shma is kashav lo'olah l'bayim l'shem kolma, except for minchas chote and minchas kenos, which are pasul l'gamri. Okay, now we need minachani mili. Why? So, says the Gemara, bish lama minchas chote chatzis kar yachmona. Granted, minchas chote is pasul shol l'shma, pasul l'gamri, because it's called a chatas, and a chatas is pasul shol l'shma. Because it says, "Lo yosma l'Hashem av lo yitena lov l'alavona ki chatasi." It's called a chatas. El minchas knos minalon. Why is a minchas knos? That's minchas sota. Why is it pasul l'shma? It's never called a chatas. The answer is, the tani tani come to nachem minchas knos mosra nedava. Leftover minchas knos becomes a nedava. What does leftover minchas knos mean? Right, the husband sets aside money to buy a minchas sota, and his wife is a suspected sota. Right, he sets aside $10, and it only costs $5. So what do you do with the leftover money? You bring it for an adava. Amarle, and Rav Nachman said to this Tana reciting Bryce, so Shapar Karmar, you're saying, well, why must keres avon ksivba uvachatas ksivbi also nosan lachem lasse says avon ha'ida machatas mosra nedava avon chatas mosra nedava. Okay, that's the end of the Rav Nachman part. He says, you're right, because by the minchas sota it says maskeres avon, by chatas it says lasse says es avon ha'ida, right, by shmini, by the burnt sayur chatas. So we learn, Zir Shava Avon Avon, just like leftover money for a chatas,
goes to Nedava. Likewise, I set aside $100 to buy a chatas, and it only costs $90. The rest of the money is Nedava. Likewise, left the money for Nechazot is Nedava. And now we are adding Uke Chatas. Ma Chatas, it's just like a chatas. After all, Oven tells us, just like a chatas, Shloshma is possible legamre. Likewise, Minchas Knaos is Shloshma is possible legamre. El Me'athi asks, Ashim is possible Shloshma, the Gomer Oven Mechatas. Then an Ashim should be possible Shloshma, which we know it's not, according to the Chachamin. Because we should also learn oven mechatas, because by chatas it says oven, as we just read, and by ashem it says v'lo yadav yashem v'nasav no. So the answer is done an oven mi oven, done an oven mi oven. No, we can do zeir shava oven. Mazker is oven to lasesas avon, but we can't do avonu from oven. Mayav mina, what's the difference? That's not true. But tanavir shmal v'shava kohen nivoya kohen zoishi v'shavibia. Okay, very complicated. If you ever just try to learn Parshat Rashi by Nigei Batim, Sarasav and Bias, exactly what happens if it like stays in 1 week and then it gets worse, and it spreads the next week, or then it stays the next week. So we learn it's the Gzera Shava from Shav HaKohen to Ubah HaKohen. And how can we learn from Shav HaKohen to Ubah HaKohen after all the two different words? No, they both mean the Kohen goes into the house. Just he comes to the house or he returns to the house. Since they mean the same thing, even though they're different words, we're allowed to learn Gzera Shava. So if you're learning Gzera Shava from Shav HaKohen to Ubah HaKohen, you can certainly learn from Avonu to Avon. Right? V'od, and not only that, Ligmar Avonu, Avonu, Mi Avonu, Shmias Kol, the same law you're giving us Avonu. And in any case, just do Avonu, Avonu. By Ashim it says, Lo Yadav Yashim Nas Avonu, by Chatas of Olav Yorid, of what they call Shmias Kol, Shuas Eidos. It says, Lo Yadav Yashim Nas Avonu, so we clearly have Gzera Shava. So Ela, we say no. Ki Gamri Gzera Shava, Lamosu Nidavu Gamri. No, the Gzera Shava is only for what to do with the leftover money. Or in some cases even leftover animal. We're not going to say that. Now only what to do with the leftover money. It's not about shalol l'shma. The chitema in zera shalom mechza. But you shouldn't do zera shav halfway. If there's a zera shav, they should be compared in all way. Gali rechoni gabi chatas shogad osa l'chatas. No, the zera shakatsa by chatas osa l'chatas. Osa, the extra word osa. You don't need the word osa. Osa is a miyot. Osa l'shma k'sheir shalol l'shma pshula. Because l'chatas means for the sake of chatas. For the sake of a chatas means l'shma. Right? It's a chatas. Could have just said v'shachat. Right? Shchata, right? And then you shecht it. Why does that say lichatas? Lichatas, you have to shecht it for the sake of chatas. It has to be l'shma, or else it's possible. Why not just shchata lichatas? Why osa? Osa is a meat. Only chatas possible l'shma. But all other karmanos are kosher shlo l'shma. I will call a kachim bein l'shma bein shlo l'shma k'sheirim. And that's why in Oshem is kosher l'shma. But now we're stuck. If we have this miyot osa, then chatas pasul shalol shma, but mincha should be kasher shalol shma. So why is a minchas chote and minchas knas pasul shalol shma? Ella rather minchas chote and minchas knas pasul shalol shma minalan. The answer is we're chatas time we should listen to he. Why chatas? Because it says he. It says chatas he. Chatas he means he is also a like. It means it has to be the exact thing. It's also a miyot. If it's a shma. He, if it's the right way, yes. If not, not. Hachanami Yachsibu, he. Right, so just like Bechatas, it says, it actually says, who by Chatas says, Besamach Yero Rosh Chatas V'Shachat Osa, sorry. It says, Chatas who, by the Chatas of the Nasi, likewise by the Minchas Chote, by the Minchas Chote, it says, Ki Chatas he, and by the Minchas Knos, it says, Ki Minchas Knos, who? And therefore, that who and he is a miyot, that if it's shalol shma, it is pasul. Ah, asham nami yoksim bahu. Doesn't asham also say who? Because it says asham who? No. Ha hu lachrok tosay muvernu d'chsev. The who by asham is after you already shechted, after you sprinkled the blood, and after you makter all the imurim on the karban, on the mizbeach. Kiditanya, but asham lenemer hu lachrok tosay muvernu. By asham, it only says the word who. It says, the Ektiro Samakoin was Vech Ishel Hashem Hashem Hu. Your Makter on the Chilom was Vech and it's an Hashem. But that's how many Akhtar say Murim. But there can't be a social Lo Shalom Akhtar say Murim. Who Atzor Shalom during Murim of Kusher. Because even without Akhtar say Murim carbon is Kusher. Once you sprinkle the blood, you don't say the carbon. Even if you never burn the Emurim like the Chilom, etc. on the Vech. The Elohu Lamali, the Kharavun Amrav, Hashem Zidak, the Re'ia, the Shchato Stam, Kusher, the Shem Ola, Nithig and the Nithig Lo, Makarhu Bavasa Yehei. Okay, why do you need who by an asham? This is something totally different. It's talking about a leftover asham. left of Rashi, let's say the Bailam died. Then it goes for it goes to graze until it gets a mum. Then you redeem it, use the money, buy an ola, and bring an ola for an adama on the mizbeach. What if once it was sent out to the shepherd to graze, it didn't get a mum? Someone just shefted it stam. If they shefted it stam, it's kosher as an ola, meaning it already turned into an ola. Ah, but that's only if they sent it out to graze. They didn't send it out to graze, it didn't turn into an ola yet. How do we know? Because who means it keeps the same status? It keeps its status until you send it out to graze. Okay, without getting into those details. Now, let's just talk for a second, Ben, when you get a chance, about Minchas Chote. Let's start with Minchas Chote now, then maybe we'll come back to Minchas Knos next time. Minchas Chote, simple question. If I were to ask you, Lamaskanas HaGemara, why is Minchas Chote Pasul Shelo Lishma? What would you answer? His Chatas He. I would answer He, right? However, and that is exactly what the Rambam writes where? What? In the Mishnah Torah, right? In the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Psulim, Mekdashim Perkes Vav, which is the exact right place, that is where the Rambam talks about the Psul of Shelo Lishma. What does the Rambam say? Psulim Mekdashim Perkes Vav, Halacha Beis, I think it is. Did I put B's here? Okay. I should have put Gimel. Because if you continue to Gimel, he says, how do we know these things? Uvim minchas chote yomer he. Mincha he. Uvim minchas chote yomer minchas knos he. Okay, it says he. Right? So here, he darshins from he. In Terkes Vavalacha Gimel, I apologize. He. Okay, you should go on until you see the marker in the Ramah. He says he. And that is Pashup Shadnar Gemara. However, what's interesting is the Rambam, the Perisha Mishnah here says, what does the Rambam say here in the Perisha Mishnah? That why is Minchas Chote Shelo Lishma Pasul? Because Rachmana Kriya Chatas, he says the Havim in the Gemara, it's because the Rachmana called it a Chatas, and then he says because when it comes to the Minchas Kenos, because it's learned Avon Avon. So he exactly takes the Havim in the Gemara and forgets about, quote-unquote, the Maskan of the Gemara. Okay, I don't know where the Rambam is. In I can't find the parish of Shnayis in the Yod V'Hadar.
Close to the front of the Marsha.
Before the Marsha.
He's next to
the Matagim. Okay, says the Rambam. Thank you. He says, it's not as full of Gersa as anyone have the Kava? What? Okay. Anyway. Did I print it out? Okay, I apologize.
Here it is.
What? Is that from Bar Ilan?
Yeah.
That's the Kappa. Thank you. He says the Rambam Perusha Mishnah, I'm sorry. He says here, here it is. Oh, it was it. Nem minchas sota minchas knos him minchas yitrom ketzkars avon. Fishes gubar oven also sota minchas chote. Like that. Prior to that, unless you come minchas chote, shukra chatas. Sorry, it's just the wrong order. You know minchas chote is called a chatas. So he says exactly the havmin of our Gemara. So this is strange. The havmin of our Gemara, what happened to the maskana? So how can he say that the havmin of our Gemara is called a chatas? So it could very well be that that the Rambam really thought that the it could be that the Rambam really thought that this was because it's called a chatas. He really thought that a mincha chote is a chatas. Has all the dinim of chatas. Why do we need he? What's the maskana of our Gemara? So maybe really it's called a chatas. However, Osa might exclude it, say only this kind of chatas and not any other kind of chatas.
So he teaches us not to exclude it from Osa. Maybe what he does is don't exclude it from Osa, because it also says he put it back in the Havmina of that it's called a Chatas. So basically, if we just let me illustrate this. Here's the Havamina. Here's the Havamina. Sorry, give me a second here. Havamina Chatas Karye Rachmana. But the Dechia is Osa. And then the Maskana is he. There are two ways to read that Maskana. The Pshat way of reading that Maskana is, this is the Rambam Mishnah Torah, is that it's a new it's a new Makor. But I think what the Rambam here, Shemeshnayas, would say is that no, he overrides Osa. He overrides Osa. Remember what Osa was saying. Osa was saying even things that you might have thought to learn from Chatas, you can't because of Osa. So he overrides Osa. And we're back to Chatas Karye. And we're back to Chatas Karye Rechmana. Maybe you'd even say he is not really enough of a drasha in and of itself, because you don't necessarily have lishma referred to. Yes?
How do you say mechazik
Osa? So you say Avon
Avon. Why do you mean that?
Osa would be motzi from Avon Avon. He overrides Osa, and we're back to Avon Avon. Now, why did we do that? I'm going to come back to in a moment.
The Rambam says that, at least for Mechas Chote, it's not really from Avon Avon. He just says that it's because it's Nechas Chatas.
Yeah, I know. He was asking about Mechas Knos. Knos is Avon Avon.
Yeah.
Chote is Chatas Kari Rachmana.
Just out of curiosity, why does the Rambam split it like that? Meaning
the Gemara splits it. Gemara says Chatas Bishlam Chata Mechas Chote Chatas Kari Rachmana. But Mechas Knos mean Nolan Avon Avon. He's just quoting the Gemara. Okay,
Rambam,
now.
He says Avon Avon for Mechas.
Yeah. Now. Here it just gets a little tricky because, there's a side question, which Tosas asks here, which is if you really think anything called a Chatas is Pasal Shalol Lishma, then why does the Gemara in Zvachim need to find a separate Makor for each kind of Chatas that is Pasal Shalol Lishma? Why not just say because they're all called Chatas? And Tosas answers, because there's only a bad Havmina, it's not really true. There is no possibility of Chatas Kari Rachmana. The Rambam would obviously have to say there is a possibility of Chatas Kari Rachmana. And he might answer like the Shidduch Betzes, that this is a stronger Chatas Kari Rachmana because it is a substitute for a Chatas, for a regular Chatas. Or he could say that here, the Chatas Kari Rachmana is enhanced by he, and therefore, since we have the he to enhance the Chatas Kari Rachmana, it's stronger than just being called a Chatas. Okay, but here I want to get the Yesodah Stig issue. The Yesodah Stig issue is this. Why is the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos not what's wrong with just darshaning he? Like, why does he have to go back to the Havmin of the Gemara and say, well, he just erased Osa and then it's back to Chatas Kari Rachmana? What's wrong with just a drash of he? And I think the answer might be that it's coming from a certain Lumdish assumption, which is what really is a Minchas Chote? A Minchas Chote is a funny bird. On the one hand, it's a mincha, right? It's made of flour. It does not moo or, or ba or cluck. On the other hand, it's chichatasi. It really is just a chatas, right? You say, bring a chatas behemoth. If you can't afford that, bring a chatas oof. If you can't afford that, bring a chatas min hatzomeach. So is it a chatas min hatzomeach, or is it a mincha? What is its core identity? Is its core identity a mincha? Or is its core identity a mincha that happens to be a chaper? Or is its core identity a chatas that happens to be vegetarian? And I think that you get out of the Shach Mishari Gemara. We start saying, well, it's a chatas. Obviously a chatas. Nothing to talk about. Right? And then they say, it's obviously a chatas. Nothing to talk about. Then in the end, you get to he. So what's going on here? Are we saying, well, in the Havmina, you thought it was a chatas. Nothing to talk about.
But in the end, maybe it's not really a chatas. No, it's a minchas chote. Why is it pasul l'shma? It needs its own independent makar, called he. And the Rambam, even in the Mishnah Torah, without getting into the Tosfos here yet, says he doesn't even bring he by a chatas behema. Says, why is a chatas behema pasul l'shma? Because it says shachlus al chatas, and it says v'chiper alav, etc. He only quotes Hiva and the Mincha. Okay. That has to deal with the discussion towards the Masl Chatos, which we may not have seen yet. But maybe here is a Chakira. Chakira is Minchas Chote. Is Minchas Chote a Chatos? That happens to be vegetarian. Or is it a Mincha Shemachaper? Is it basically a mincha or basically a chatas? If it's basically a mincha, how are you going to read our Gemara? You're going to say, well, at the beginning they have this like chatas kari archmana thing. But you look at Tosfos Masechta Chatas and say, yeah, that was only a havmi, it doesn't really make sense anyway. It's clearly not chatas kari archmana, that's not a factor, it's not really a chatas, really a mincha, and you say he. If you're looking at it as really a chatas, then how are you going to read our Gemara? Chatas kari archmana, it's obviously a chatas. What more is there to talk about? It's a chatas, same as every other chatas. But Osa might say only one kind of chatas, not another kind of chatas. Okay, he shows that it's really like all the other chatos. So I think that even though they seem to be arguing about drushas here, they might not be arguing just about technicalities of drushas. They might be arguing, and there's a reason I think this, not just because, you know, it's always nice to say something more lumdish. But you could say that is the makor Lipsol Shelo Lishma. Do you say Rambam Mishnah Torah? And how could there be a machlok between the Rambam Mishnah Torah and the Perush Mishnayos? We know the Rambam changed his mind between writing the Perush Mishnayos when he was very young, writing the Mishnah Torah when he was much older. The Rambam Mishnah, no, sorry, wrong way. The Rambam Perush HaMishnah says the Mukher is Chatas Karye Rahmana. I mean, he writes in Arabic, whatever, versus the Rambam Mishnah Torah says the Makor is he. So maybe they're coming from, you can read the Gemara however you want. You can pick whatever line you want to the Gemara and make that Iker. But it depends how you look at a Minchas Chote. If you look at a Minchas Chote as a regular Chatas that happens to be vegetarian, say Chatas Kari Yerchmana. The Gemara meandered around a little with Osam, with he, yeah, but it got back to its starting point. Chatas Kari Yerchmana. If you're going to say, no, it's really not a Chatas. It's a havmin that chatas kari rachmana means something because it's called a chatas. But that havmin doesn't mean just as something's called a chatas in one line doesn't mean anything. Really, it's a mincha, and a mincha should be kosher shel lishma. But it says he. Now, why do I think they have a lundish machlokas? Because there's another machlokas between the Rambam Perush HaMishnah and the Rambam Perush HaMishnayos.
Was that mincha schote? We're talking about the carbon olaviyorit?
Yes. Mincha schote is only carbon
olaviyorit. Which is totally taught in the context of Chattas.
Yes, exactly. Right. Which is what the Shidduch says. Chattas kari rachmana. It doesn't just happen to go to Chattas. It is one of the three levels of Chattas. Okay. But now, let me ask you a simple question.
What do you do with Yoyada Kohen when they're matched to Chattas Rashma?
Give me a second. Okay. What do you do with Yoyada Kohen? What about if you have leftover money from Minchas Chote? What do you do with it? Leftover Minchas Chote. What do you do with it? It's Nedava. Great. Everyone agrees leftover Minchas Kohen is Nedava. Shkoyach Rebnoich. What do you mean by Nedava? What does Nedava mean? I know Nedava is the Mizbeach, not for my grandmother, fine. But what for the Mizbeach? Is it Nedava for Ola, and what kind of Ola? Ketzem Mizbeach? Right, what do we do with leftover Chatos and Asha money? Remember, there are 13 shofros, 7 for various things, I think. There are 7 and 6.
Yeah.
And 6 for Nedava. What does Nedava mean? Nedava means they would, okay, there's a million different deos, at the end of Menachos, as to what the different six were, like why there were six, like why wouldn't there just one? But what did Nedava mean? The Kohanim would take all the money from there and bring Olos on behalf of the Tzibur. Bring Olos, and the Basar would be burnt on the Mizbeach, of course, and the hides would go to the Kohanim. And why are they called Ketz HaMizbeach? It's for Kayetz in the summer, because in the winter, the Mizbeach would be busy all day because it's a short day. during the summer, it's a very long day. And sometimes the Mizbeach would be empty, and it's not bekavadik for the Mizbeach to be empty, as if no one cares about Avodas Hashem. So they have the spear reserve. They would always have an Ola to bring when the Mizbeach was empty, so it would always be proper. Okay, that's what you do with leftover chatas money. So by Nedava, leftover Minchas Choti money, you do the same thing, right? Says the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah Psulei Mukdashin, Perek Hei Halacha Ches. Let's see what the Rambam says. Perek Hei Halacha Ches. Hold on. Yeah. Perek Hei Halacha Ches. Hamafresh Mos Leminchas Chotei Vehevi Him Minchaso O Shehefresh Minchas Chotei Veho Sira. You have leftover. Hamosar Yavi Minchas Nedava. You bring it as a minchas nedava. It doesn't go in those shofros. Shofros means like pushkas. It doesn't go in those shofros. They weren't actually made of ram's horns. It doesn't go in those shofros, those pushkas. You bring a minchas nedava. Now, a minchas nedava has to be by a yachid. Tzibur can't bring a mincha. A minchas nedava, rather. You just bring a minchas nedava. Right? I'd left over. What I've left over, I just buy a mincha. Unlike regular chatas. And therefore, when the Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim lists the 13 shofros, he says, you know what those 6 shofros of Ndova are? They're chatas, leftover extra money from chatas, from Asham, from Kinim. Someone help me out here. Where's this Rambam? The Hilchos Shkalim Beis. What does the Rambam say? Let's just check. After all, if it's Minchas Nedava, then why would it go in a shofar? So what does the Rambam say? Halachos Shkalim is very short. Yeah, here it is. He says, what are the 6? There is leftover Chatas money, leftover Asham money, leftover money from Kinim, leftover money from Korbanos of a Nazir, leftover money from Asham of Mitzora, and one more. Oh, just someone who decided to donate money for these olas that would go on the Mizbeach in the summer. Right? Nothing about leftover Mincha, even though two Amoraim hold that. Later on Menachos, we don't. That's the Rambam. However, did this work well to Shitase? What about Mosar Minchas Chote? Do you treat it like Mosar Mincha? What if I have leftover minchas nedava? I say, this $10 to bring a minchas nedava, and I only spent 5. What do I do with the other 5? Bring minchas nedava, right? Moser minchas nedava is for mincha. Moser olas nedava is for olam. Moser shalmi nedava is for shalom. And that's easy. So, says the Rambam, I think it was beautifully shitasi. It's basically a mincha. Says the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, minchas nedava kimo moser minachos. Moser Menachos is the Mincha. So this is Moser Menachos, it's the Mincha. However, what would we expect the Rambam Perush Mishnayis to say? If we think he really treats it as a chatas, what should he think we should do with it? He think we should bring, bring Ola Ketzer Mizbeach. What does the Rambam say in Perush Mishnayis in Chulin? But he says, Avasiris ha'efa hi chata shemak v'onik shen yodim ha'segus korban ha'of, v'zeh b'shvuz b'toy, etc., etc. Hari Osar Moner Mosar Konimba Olas Nedava. Right, this is one of the things that you bring Olas Nedava. So says the Rambam Perusha Mishnah, and that's why I think it's a real pattern. Says the Rambam Perusha Mishnah, Olas Nedava. And what is Olas Nedava? Not your private Olas Nedava. He puts it together with all these other things, right? With the Mosar Kinim and the Mosar etc. Or the Mosar Chatas, Mosar Asham. It means not your private Olas Nedava. Means an olos nedava in case of a bath, kemo mosar chatas, as he says explicitly in verse advice. Or chatas. Oh, look, those chatas. Same as chatas. So here I think, once you see this other machlokas in the Rambam Perush Mishnayis, the Rambam Mishnah Torah, you look at our machlokas, Rambam Perush Mishnayis, Mishnah Torah, and you see it must be lundish and not merely technical. If they may have a machlokas, whether it's treated minchas chote, if you're not sure what the din minchas chote is, you're not sure. Even if you're a little sure, because there's evidence in the Gemara, but it's not unequivocal. Right, because the Gemara seems to say it's one of the some Amorim consider it one of the shofros, but not all the Amorim counted in the shofros. So you're not sure if it's one of the shofros or not. So what do you do? The Rambam Perush Mishnah, Minastam, it's a chatas until proven otherwise.
Rav Mishnah Torah min hastam it's a mincha until proven otherwise. They both admit it's a mincha schote, but is the ikar identity chatas or is the ikar identity mincha? And then you look back at what they said here, and it works out well. The Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, who says it's basically a mincha, so you learn it from he, not because it's called it. It's not really like a chatas. I know it's called a chatas. That's a literary fact. It's not really like a chatas. But the Rambam pairs for that, it's really like a chatas. Chatas karye arechmana. Okay, the Meiri there in Shkalim, there aren't many Rishon, one second, there aren't many Rishon in Shkalim, the Meiri in Shkalim also brought this machlokas, says yesh befarshim, and he quotes the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, and he doesn't like it at all. Here, we should just add here, and the Meiri, I know, give me a second, here we should just add here, and the Meiri, right, the Meiri says, no, pasha, that it goes for nidvas ola the ketzam is be'ach, because most are mincha l'mincha. No, that's only most are mincha l'mincha. This is a mincha schote. Why would the most go to a mincha? Right, that was well for the Rambam. Peyashim Shnais. I just want to, before I get to that, point out there could be, I don't have any more Rambams l'shitase. It's funny, l'shitase machlok is Rambam, but it could be. I mean, it is. Machlok is Rambam. Not it could be, it is. There's a factual machlokas here. What do you do with the leftover money? It's not a matter of interpretation. There's an actual machlokas. And then I think it's clear that our sugya fits into that pattern. There could be another nafkamina for the discussion that I put here on the sheet of the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David takes on a minchas chinuch and asks, what about... Remember there are chatos hamesos, right? Chamesh chatos hamesos, right? This discussed at great length in Maseches Temura. That there are five chatos that die. What does die mean? You can't be makar of them. You can't even be poed to them and use the money to bring another karban. Rather, you just like lock them up till they die and you do nothing with them. And if there's money, you just throw it into the ocean, etc. One of those is chata shemesu ba'aleha. Nis alocha moshmi sinai. The Gemara Torah says, alocha moshmi sinai, that there are these five chatos hamesos. If the bailam died, the chatos are just worthless. You don't do anything with it. If it got too old, the chatas got over shnasa got too old. If the bailam already brought a different carbon to a chaper in most circumstances, okay. So what about chatos amesos? Let's just give the easiest example. What about not mosar? What about minchas chote? Minchas chote shemesu be'aleha. The owner dies, right? He's a metame mikdash ani, right? He did one of these Olav Yoriav Eros, and he was mafresh, either money or flour, it doesn't make a difference, for a minchas chote, and he dies. What happens now? It's halacha l'moshmi Sinai, that chatas, if the owner dies, it is mace, meaning it goes to the Yam HaMelech, it just gets destroyed, it's useless. So what's the din in this case? So here we have an interesting machlokes. The Mikdash David quotes that the minchas chinuch said on his own misvara. There's no halacha l'moshmi Sinai here. No halacha l'moshmi Sinai here. Right? And therefore, it's kariv. Right? You bring it anyway. Even if the owner died, it's still kariv. That's minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch. No, the chinuch doesn't get into such detail. And the Mikdash David says, no way. First of all, he says that, you know what, even if there's no halacha l'moshmi Sinai, you shouldn't just bring it. It should, like, you know, the money should go for the ola, for ketzam hazbeach, etc. But he says, be'ikar zed mincha ned lomar l'moshmi Sinai, gam ke nisra Yishal Misota. He says, really, it's not true. He says, it's clear from Yishal Misota that Lav gechata shemes v'alev dom liyam hamelach azel umuchat af mincha nemer halacha. He thinks it's obvious from the Yerushalmi Tzota that halacha moshmi Sinai applies even to a mincha, and they compare a case where the woman admits she's guilty to a case of where the owner died, and it says what happens to the owner dies, it goes to the Yam HaMelech, you throw the money into the ocean. So the Minchas Chinuch says no, the halacha moshmi Sinai applies. Now what's the machlokes in the Minchas Chinuch and the Mikdash David? So you could just say it's machlokas in Mesorah of halacha moshmi Sinai. After all, not all halacha moshmi Sinai have logical reasons we can understand. It's just, however, it's nimsar. So the minchas chinuch think it was nimsar that an animal shemesu chata shemesu baleha you can't bring. But it was never nimsar Sinai that a mincha shemesu baleha you can't bring. And the Mikdash David thinks no, it was even nimsar Sinai that a mincha that was mesu baleha you can't bring.
how did the Mikdash David and the Menchas Chinuch have Masoros from Sinai that we didn't notice until then? So the answer is, obviously, it's not that they said I got this Masoros from Sinai. I mean, they're each Medayik. Hi, Medayik in the Yerushalmi, that they must have had this Masoros from Sinai. And Menchas Chinuch, maybe it's some other Diyuk that he didn't tell us, that they didn't have this Masoros from Sinai, or maybe a Diyuk from argument from silence, they didn't have Masoros. So they could just saying they're arguing about a Diyuk of whether Chazal had this Masoros from Sinai or that Masoros from Sinai. And it is what it is. There's no point analyzing it. But it could very well be that, no, they're not just analyzing Diyuk historically, what a Chazal have Masoros from Sinai. They're thinking Misvara. And then Misvara, you try to like fit it into what it says in the Gemara, and they might be arguing at the same Chakira. If you see Minchas Chote is basically a Chatas, then that the Halacha Masoros Sinai should apply, right? And that would make a lot of, then the Mikdash David would make a lot of sense that it's not Mesa, it doesn't die, but Yolech Liyam HaMelach Kemo Chatas. Same Halacha Masoros from Sinai is Chatas. If it's a live animal, it dies. If it's not a live animal, you throw it in the ocean. Again, it's not that the Halacha Masoros from Sinai is that it dies per se, you throw it in the ocean per se. The Halacha Masoros from Sinai is that it couldn't be Nikrav in any way, shape, or form, not it and not its value. As opposed to, maybe the Minchas Chinuch, he took the approach of the Rambam Mishnah Torah. Maybe he was influenced by the Rambam Mishnah Torah, and he says, no, it's really a Mincha. Now, in some ways, it might end up being like a Chatas if you have a special Bakor, like he. If you have a special Bakor, it'd be like, I admit it might end up being like a Chatas sometimes. It is Mechaper, but by default, when no one's denying that in some ways it's like a Chatas, in some ways it isn't. The question is, what's the default identity? Is it like a Chatas until proven otherwise, or like a Mincha until proven otherwise? So he would say it's like a Mincha until proven otherwise. So he would say it's Karev Kemo Mincha. Just like a Mincha, if the owner dies, there's no problem. Minchas Chote, if the owner dies, there's no problem. So this also might have to do with the same Chakira. So here we have, and I think we'll have to leave the Grizz for Shirayim till the next time.
What do you look at Pasuk? Pasuk said Minchat Hashem Minchat Chataot. It has to be, I mean, Torah says Kesef Hashem, Kesef Hashem Kesef Chataot Lo Yuvah Beit Hashem Minchat, something like that.
Yeah, that's right here. Your Yoda coin says Kesef Chatos. So is Kesef Chatos included in Menchas Chote or does it not?
If you want to include this Menchas Chote, it has to be either Chatat or...
Yeah, it's an Asham, right? That's what the Rambam in the... That's what the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos would say. He would say that when Yo Yoda HaKohen said Kesef Chatos, I think it was in plural. He meant even Minchas Chote. After all, that's Kesef Chataos. And Lo Yivav Yishem Lakoni Miyu, that means that it has to be... No, he would say, when Yoyada HaKohen said Kesef Chataos, he didn't mean Minchas Chote, right? He says Kesef Chataos, not Kesef Menachos. Kesef Chataot, you've got to make his drasha.
But how did it turn into a mincha?
Because it didn't turn into a mincha, it's already a mincha.
How did it turn into an adoma? You need that pasuk to get it to an adoma.
No, you don't, because what the Brisker Rav says. I'm going to deny that. You're saying what the Brisker Rav says, and then he answers with his answer, which I didn't say yet. Okay, so we'll come back to it. Anyway, either you could not answer that question. You could say it doesn't have to turn into an adoma. Mincha is a mincha. It used to be Minchas Chote, and now it's a Stam Mincha. Or you could say, no, it has turned into an Adava, and then the Brisker Rav has the answer, but we'll have to come back to that next time. Anyway, here we have three Nafkaminos of this Chakira. What is basically the nature of a Minchas Chote? And again, if it was just the first one, I might not have made such a big deal out of it. Because, you know, it's just take the beginning of the Sugya, the end of the Sugya, you know, it's still striking, and you still need to explain why they argued with each other, but maybe I would have found some much more technical way of analyzing it. But once you have this other machlokes between the Mishnah Torah and the Pirush of Mishnayos, I think it's obvious, they're arguing about this Chakira. Do you say it's basically a Chatas, and therefore the leftover is Olas Adava, Ketz Mazayach like a Chatas, therefore if the owner dies, it goes to the Yama Melech like a Chatas, and therefore Chatas Kari Yerchmana? I don't care that it's only a Havamina. You've got to make that work as the Maskana, because that's the nature of the whole Chavta.
Or do you say, no, it's a mincha that's also mechaper, like a chata, that's similar to chatas. It's similar to chatas as drasha of he, but it's its own drasha. It's similar, but it's not a chatas till it has its own drasha. And therefore, since we have no particular makar, the leftover is like leftover mincha. It's not like leftover chatas. And the owner dies, it's like the owner of a mincha died, not if the owner of the chatas died. And that's two perspectives. What we didn't get to is the brisker rav, so we'll just have to pick up with that in Rish Hashem next time and go on a little. I want to talk a little about Minchas Knos, which I didn't get to talk about yet today, and I want us to work on running through the Tosas, going through the Tosasim till the end of this Gemara. So we're not going to go on to the Gemara next time. We analyzed a lot of these Tosasim last year, so we're not necessarily going to analyze them again, but we should at least chazer them. So for next time, certainly make sure that you finish till the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and I'll send us more Mekoros Amir Tzah Hashem later.
Why do we have the
Jonathan's still not convinced by the Rama Rama Lishita.